We want to slow down a bit now and get a personal view into the turbulent situation in Ukraine. Vitaly Moroz is a Ukrainian. He's currently a Fulbright scholar in Boston. And like many of the protesters in his home city of Kiev, he's a young professional. Vitaly's in his mid-30s and works as the head of new media for Internews Ukraine. Vitaly Moroz is in the studio with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, what's your reaction, your thoughts to all that has recently happened in your country?
For me, it was a very traumatic experience when you see people being killed and you know that many of these people you might know or even some of your friends like were killed. It's always like a horror.
Forgive me for interrupting, yeah. but did you know anyone who was killed?
I knew one journalist. Vyacheslav Vermi, he was killed on February 18. He was back from his work when the guys who were hired by the government to attack protesters, they stopped the taxi cab and they pulled him out and shoot into his breast. And in 3 hours, he died. When there were his funerals, it was the day when he would turn 33 years old.
So his funeral was on his birthday?
Yeah. He's a guy I knew personally.
That must have been terrible to find out.
When you just like watch the news and it's like very abstract. When you knew personally people whom you might meet again and you expected to meet again when you're back, it's very sad news and you feel like hopeless because you don't know how you can help. Now we started a fundraising campaign to collect some funds and send to the families of those who were killed, and there are many of them. So it's like this is like very small efforts how we can like heal and support people in Ukraine.
I can only imagine, or maybe I should better say that I can't imagine what it's like for you watching these past many days on television, on the internet, on social media, all that has been going on in Ukraine. Had you been, I mean, you're here in the United States on a Fulbright now, but had you been in Ukraine, would you have been one of those people, those protesters out in the street?
I was back to Ukraine during winter break, and I spent there 3 weeks, and there was very quiet time, and I spent a lot of time on the square. The people who sacrificed their lives, they knew that they might be killed, but still they were moving forward. They were not just here for prosperity. They were ready to sacrifice their lives for freedom. I see myself as the one who would also like stand for. But it's always a very tough choice because when you face the death, you don't know like how you behave. That's always a decision of these moments. But my friends were among those who could easily lose their life during this protest.
Now, you mentioned the square, I presume you mean Independence Square in Kiev?
Yes.
Which has been reduced to, it's been charred and there's rubble. I mean, the pictures that we were seeing over the weekend of all that has happened there, to this once beautiful space. But I wonder, what have your friends and family and people you're in contact with in Ukraine saying about how they're feeling now? Because, I mean, President Yanukovych has been ousted, but there's still so much uncertainty.
I think that all human natures, they believe that everything will be better. And there are still hopes like for the better. But I do not witness any celebrations. It is still like very traumatic to be there because now people walking on the streets on which like there were dead people. There is a hopes for the future, but it's not the time for people to be very optimistic.
Mm. Now, Vitaly, I hope you can help us understand what it's like in Ukraine for young people, especially because so much of why the protesters flooded the streets over these past many weeks, it wasn't just for economic reasons. It was for, as far as I understand, a genuine, profound desire for a different kind of Ukraine. So, it takes a lot to, as you said, make people willing to put their lives on the line. So can you just tell us, for someone like you, you're in your mid-30s, or even younger Ukrainians, what is daily life like there?
majority of people, like in any society, first of all, their values is to have like good welfare and they want to live like peaceful life. I think in Ukrainian society, the percentage of people who are ready to sacrifice their life for the freedom is much higher than in Russia or maybe our neighbors. And from the point of view of American citizens, it might be very difficult to understand why people go and fight like till their deaths. I think this is historically for Ukraine, because Ukraine has always been dominated by someone else. We have a huge conflict with Russia, which still perceives Ukraine as a part of their own territory. And we have even like Russian militaries who were participating, who were consulting Ukrainian government how to fight, how to hold this, how to conduct operations against protesters. And the new generations of people, they were brought up in the atmosphere of independence. Those who are 20 years old, they don't have any nostalgia for old times, for Soviet Union. Mm. The ruling parties, they are people who were born during Soviet Union. Their mindset is very poor. So they wanted to be back to these old times, and young people can be stopped at this moment because they live in the contemporary world. They knew what is happening in the world with the help of new media, internet, and they want to be part of the one global society.
Do you plan to go back sometime soon?
Yeah, I will be back either in end of spring or summer.
So fairly soon.
Yeah.
And what do you hope for? For your country when you go back?
I think now is the time for young professionals who can occupy government positions, who can start again their own businesses. It's a huge opportunity for creative, talented, and educated people in Ukraine. I do hope that will be no more choice like where we are. I think we'll be closer to European Union, and soon we'll sign agreement with European Union.
Do you feel optimistic?
Rather, yes. But the experience of 2004, when I also was protesting in Ukraine, showed that if people will be back to their life and want control government, it may be again wrong. So I'm still optimist because people much better organized than it was like 9 years ago.
Well, Vitaly Moros is a Fulbright scholar from Ukraine. He's currently studying in Boston and joined us today here in the studio. Vitaly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting.